The White House Report.
U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has his eye on marijuana as it relates to some Obama-era rules. Now, when you think of marijuana, let's talk pot, reefer, or Mary Jane. Those are the street names. But U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions wants to rescind three memos from the Obama administration that adopted a policy of non-interference with marijuana-friendly state law. That is, the federal law still considers pot or marijuana illegal. That is, many states have decriminalized or legalized marijuana use. Now, I talked to Kurt Schmoke, the former mayor of Baltimore, who was at the forefront of the effort to decriminalize drugs, looking at it as a medical issue. Now, Kurt Schmoke said to me in an email that regarding the Sessions decision, it does not come as a surprise. During the Republican primary, a number of candidates, especially Chris Christie, promised to fight decisions made by states to decriminalize marijuana. If the DOJ repeals the Obama policy on this matter, they will be left with a couple of options. Schmoke says, one, criminal prosecution of growers and distributors. Two, civil laws against those involved in the marijuana industry with a goal of seizing their assets. As a practical matter, he says, if the DOJ decides to pursue either of these options, all that it will do is to drive marijuana sales back underground, but it won't impact the demand of the drug by millions of Americans. Kurt Schmoke also says Sessions is demonstrating that he intends to ignore the lessons of the prohibition era when we attempt to become an alcohol-free America through the use of criminal law. April Ryan, AURN News.